Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Poop? Shit.
Yeah.
Well, I usually pee and poo at the same time.
Like at the same, like at the same time while it's like going.
Oh, no, no. I mean, it usually it's like a lever. So I go one way and I go the other.
Ah, okay. But you're sitting down, right?
Well, yeah. Okay. No, how can I? I hope so, man.
I'm just thinking of the logistics, okay? I thought you were going to be like, you're going to be standing up and then you're going to pee and then you're going to sit down if you feel like, you know, number twoing and then you're going to stand up.
All right. Okay, let's start.
Yeah, anyway.
Halala Show Season 3, Mix Number
6.
Okay. Yo, what up? Welcome to the Halala Show, everybody. Yeah. What's up?
This is the Halo Halo Show where we talk about everything and anything under the sun, basically.
Yes,
and
indeed.
We start with talking about our own lives because that's our generation.
Yes. That's we like to think about ourselves.
Yes. And I think it's, you know, it's okay. You think about yourself first. You know how, you know, when they brief you for the safety instructions in the airplane, you say to put on your mask first before somebody else, right?
Yeah, before the kids.
Before the kids.
Yeah, fuck the kids, right? You put yourself first.
not that. That's not the point.
Yeah, I know. I was just riding on the me love train.
That's true.
Okay, but anyway, before we talk about ourselves and our TTs for today, we have to thank our sponsor for sponsoring this mix. Shout out to Dewey Donut Delectables, Rika G.
Shout out.
Because, you know, we got to treat ourselves. It's part of adulting. You know, we're looking out for ourselves, as we just mentioned. So get some Dewey Donut Delectables. They are soft, moist, and affordable premium donuts that you can have whenever you want. They come in two delectable flavors, Choco Mallow, and my personal favorite, Purple Yam. You can get them at supermarkets, Lazada, Shopee. And of course, you got shocked in a convenience store one time.
Yes, and I saw Dewey Delectables
and you were like, huh,
amazing.
Wow. And you can click the links in the episode description. We'll tell you more about it. For our commercials, but let's get the show started. So we talked about our lives and where you've been, our TTs or trending topics for today. We got a lot of, love, perfect. Cause it is Valentine's Day when it's releasing. We're talking about in QC, they hosted first time I actually heard of this. It's called a commitment ceremony. Or ceremony, right? Over 200 LGBTQIA+ couples in QC. And then another TT that we have today is this just dropped like an hour ago before we started recording. Rika actually found it. Vice Ganda with big news.
Big news.
Big.
We're going to tell you all about it.
Yeah, coming out of Las Vegas. And then something that trended online is the hashtag #AkoSiLenLen, which was in response to a statement made by Amy Marcos and someone else, I forgot who, but it was something about mocking people who worked 18 hours a day. And, you know, a lot of people were upset at, you know, especially people who have worked 18 hours a day. So we'll talk about that. You can jump straight to those TTs for the timestamps at the timestamps in the description. But shall we start with where you been? Should you go first? I go first.
Okay, I go first.
Go, 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 go.
You went first last week.
I believe so. And you're looking out for yourself. So do it, man.
I'm just kidding.
Go.
Okay, well, last week we went on a bike ride together.
We did.
Right? Like right after. No, not right after recording, but the day itself.
Yes,
like we planned on the recording.
Fun stuff.
I know, fun stuff. We went to Boodle Buddy's house. So basically, Boodle Buddy, if you don't know him, He runs an Instagram account and he also runs a business, basically. He builds bikes for people. And I don't know how it works. Like, are you going to give him a, you know, like a budget or whatever? But basically, he builds like a lot of bikes. And if you're into biking, then you should definitely check him out. And sometimes he just holds like build parties or something in his house. Na parang, ano lang naman, hindi naman siya official thing. Pero parang just people hanging out, like shooting the shit in his house. And like,
Budo Buddy PH on Instagram, if you want to check out what you're just talking about.
Instagram. I know. I was just with him earlier because we had dinner with friends. It's parang, yeah, super cool guy.
Shout out to Marlo, man. Marlo. Cool guy, yes. Man. Really cool dude.
I know, super cool, right?
And actually, all of them are cool, huh? Bikers in general. Cool people.
Diba? Yung parang you kind of just have like this common thing that you guys like. True. And you're instantly connected. You're instantly like comfortable to be in the same room.
Yeah.
Oh, we brewed coffee because he has like a new grinder. And then we also drank a little bit and ate a bunch of food.
I met a rock star that I didn't know was a rock star.
I know. Wait, shout out to Ka, by the way, for like treating us to food. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
And then we met a rock star.
Dude, that
How'd
was
that
so...
go, dude?
Oh, man, okay, so here's a story, everyone.
Okay.
So I was talking to this guy across the table. He was playing a Nintendo Switch, right? I forgot. Rika introduced me the name. His name is Gab, right? Gab. But I don't know. Gab doesn't ring any bells for me, right? It's a normal name, right? Gab. Yeah. So he was just talking to me. We were talking about like Magic the Gathering trading cards. And we were just talking about random stuff. And then I found out that he was a musician, right? So I didn't think anything of it. And then I was out of, you know, since there's a little bit of silence, I was like, ano nga pangalan ng ano, band niyo? And then, and then he said, parokya. And I was like, and then my mind, like the light bulb was like, ding.
Parokya? Ni Edgar?
So I Googled it, bro. I was like, oh shit.
Oh my God.
And then I was like, wait, are you like one of the founding member? Because you know sometimes bands switch members, or they have he is one of the OG members of Parokya ni Edgar. Yeah, see, Gab Kichi, bro. Yeah. I'm sorry. I told him, I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't recognize. I only know Cheeto.
But that
just shows how down to earth he is, right?
Dude, like, yeah, that's
so
true.
He's cool, just, man. He's such a cool guy.
He's just there, and then he would like laugh, and sometimes he heated it. Super
so cool, man. So cool.
Everybody there, actually.
Anyway, that was the rock star moment. I was like, whoa, rockstar cool, moment. Man.
I know. Yeah, it was just super cool. And then we were supposed to bike, right? Like going back to Ortigas. Tapos parang naisipan lang nila Marlo and everybody else. To just come with us, right? They're just like, "Tara, hatid natin sila sa Ortigas and shit." What do you call this? We also watched. We had like a watch party of this one certain Instagram account as well, run by Lester, and the Instagram account is called First Bike Ride. And basically, like he tells, I know he's like a writer, like. Yun yung profession niya talaga.
Okay.
And he writes like stories about bikers, and then their stories on why they, you know, they like to bike around, or like why they like this hobby and stuff. So it's First Bike Ride on Instagram, and he had an Instagram live with like, you know, three people that day, and they talked about love and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That was super cool. And then going back, we biked to we went to the inner streets, di ba? Yung parang...
Yeah, ang galing nga, kabisado nila, no?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know that way.
Super cool. Yeah. I wish I could, like, record the route, because I want to take that route.
What's the name? He said it was an... There's a name for it. It sounds like... Ano nga name ng
T5? Among Rodriguez?
Among
Rodriguez. Anyway, I don't know how, but... At tanongin natin si Marlo.
Yeah.
Anyway, after that, we ate at our favorite naman sa Capitolio, Lau Taipei. Guys, you should really try Lau Taipei.
I haven't tried it yet.
And so I just ate there. That was my dinner tonight. And kasama ko rin sila. So
Lau Taipei.
Super good. They have really good xiaolong baos. And my favorite there is the, what do you call this? Radish cake, dude. It is so good. It's like,
I love radish.
Meron siyang parang takoyaki feels. Yeah. You know what? Maybe the reason why I have like a sort of headache today or tonight is because it's just too much MSG in my system, probably.
But I love radish cake. And wait, is turnip cake the same as radish cake?
I'm actually not sure.
I like that shit.
I haven't eaten a turnip cake. I was just at 1C the whole week. By the way, we have like new stuff on the menu. So super cool. We have like chai tea lattes and chicken sandwich.
Perfect for the summer.
Like you should really try it. Anyway, had some errands this week. I did some at-home pottery. So what? I got this home, like at-home clay kit from wabisabi.ph. And basically, if you search for them on YouTube, it's like the pottery studio of the stars. Like a bunch of people went there already, like Bea Alonso, Catherine Bernardo, Mimia, everybody. They just hold classes there. But I thought, you know what? I just want to stay home and I want to, you know, like listen to some music. So did some at-home clay pottery with a friend. Here we go again with a friend. But anyway. anyway. Dapat talaga may code name na tayo eh. Kasi. Oh, yan. The joke lang.
You can go to Baguio. Ah, as a friend.
Okay. As a friend! Hindi na lang. As a friend! Just kidding. No.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tapos... So had like the clay kit, like the clay kit was super nice and super easy to use also. It was really nice. Like, it's like one of those things that you do if you just want to relax, like if you just want to like let go of everything. Mm-hmm. Because when you like mold your stuff, that's the only thing that you do. That's the only thing you think about and you forget about other things. And I think it was like super helpful for like, you know, your mind to just take a break like that. So again, you guys can get that in wabisabistudio.ph or wabisabi studio. Anyway,
wabisabi.
They're on Instagram. And to be honest, it's on the expensive side. It's $4,500 for the whole clay kit, but you can actually make like 4 to 5, maybe even like 6 medium sized, you know, like, items.
Wait, how do you do it without? Don't you have to burn it?
Yeah, you have to submit. Yeah, you have to submit it to them for firing. That's what they call it. So yeah, we're gonna do that. So I can't wait. I made a plate and a dripper. I don't know if you can use the dripper. Like, you can actually use the dripper for
what's a dripper?
Like a coffee dripper.
Ah, like the it looks like a funnel.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we also made a cup and what do you call that? A pitcher, dude. A pitcher.
Oh, cool.
Basically almost everything for coffee.
gets.
You know, we're into coffee. Anyway. Ano pa ba? After that, oh my gosh, it was just a blur. The past weekend. Oh, I finally tried birria tacos. Is that how you say it? Birria?
Birria?
Birria. Birria.
Yeah.
Birria tacos from Senorito PH.
Dude, I see their Instagram ads all the time and I haven't ordered yet. Is it good?
It's so good. It's the best, honestly. So, well, I can't say it's the best because it's the first time I've tried it, but I feel like it's the best. It's so good. And really worth it. Okay. 520 pesos for like six pieces.
Okay, because the Army Navy one is kind of ass. Like, yeah. I tried the Army Navy one.
I know a lot
one.
Of people say
no
that
good.
Too.
No good.
No go, no go.
No go. I mean, mm-hmm. Army Navy has some good stuff, but it was mm-hmm. like $350 for two. And mm-hmm. it's just like, I don't know, man. It's not, it was not worth not it, it for me. No.
Yeah.
No.
And then I had dinner with a friend, Paula. Shout out to you. She's one of my like longest friends. As in, like, we were friends. We've been friends since high school. Mm-hmm. And she just took the bar exam. So I treated her to a Thai dinner here in Capitolio. Smile Elephant. Have you ever?
Never. I see. I passed by there. Dude,
it is so good. However, I think I ate too much tofu. And the thing with my stomach, it's very iffy with tofu, especially when it's not fresh. Mm. So we did eat like really good Thai food. It's really good. I super recommend. It's just that my tummy is just, you know, it's iffy with tofu. So the next day I had a huge stomach ache. And whenever I would eat, I would just barf everything. So it was so hard the next day. But still worth it because, I mean, why are you laughing?
I threw up the next day. It was worth it.
Worth it. Man. It was so good because, you know, the pad thai was good. Okay, we had squid, you know, we had like
I love pad
pork
thai.
And shit. Yeah. So it was super good. Yeah, so the next day I had a hard time functioning as a human female, human being.
Yeah.
But still got through the day. Ano pa ba? What else did I do? Oh yeah, the next day actually, which was a Saturday, I had a dinner with my friends because my friend got married, although she couldn't invite us because she just, you know, invited her family because, you know, of COVID. So she had like a separate quote unquote party for her friends. And that's uh-huh. What we had yesterday, which was so fun. And I missed my friends. And they're like one of my, like, these are like my closest friends. And I mean closest, not like we're close. Like we talk every day. It's more like we grew up together. And even if, let's say, we don't talk for months, whenever we get together, we're so comfortable. We don't need to be anybody else. So this is like my main core group of friends. However, before that, I had a huge car thing. My car wouldn't start kasi na-discarga yung battery ko. And here's the thing. It wasn't just my battery. And I am so bad with my vehicle that I had to remind myself, dude, you have to be more responsible with your car because you use your car a lot,
yeah. Okay?
Especially, you know, at this time.
I'm the worst with my car, bro.
Same, dude. Like,
I don't know how. I don't take it for the checkups. I don't mm-hmm, change the mm-hmm. oil. I know. I'm not. Do not do that. You should. I'm so no. bad with it because I don't know how, and I don't
same.
Like. And I feel like I'm gonna get scammed by the mechanics.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I'll get overcharged. I really don't know how to do any of that.
Yeah. So yesterday when I had some car trouble, all of the lights were up. And I'm like, so everything is just wrong with my car. I didn't get gas. Like literally my gas light was on. The battery light was on. And then there were like a couple of lights that were on and I'm not sure what it is. All right.
Oh,
I just don't
so, check, so I only know the check engine. And all I do is I hope that the next time I turn it on, it goes away.
It doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, maybe, should I take it maybe. In? No, should I do something? I just hope like shit. I just when I turn it on, it's gonna be gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know.
I think that's how it's supposed to be. No, just kidding. No, of course not. No, but yeah, apparently yun nga, I ran out of battery. So what I had to do was to call our family mechanic and he jump started my
jump
car.
Started. Is that, okay. Yeah, oh, I know how to jump start a car.
I don't know how to jump start
and
my
I can
car.
Change a tire. That's it. I can jump start a
I
car
can change
and change
start
a tire.
In the car. I know I can change the tire.
Okay.
So yeah. And then after that, I had to wait for like a couple of hours for that. And I wasn't stressed. Honestly, I was just like chilling.
Okay.
Because I mean, like when you get stressed and when you get mad over car trouble, over traffic, I just think it is so unnecessary. I yeah. think it is like super unnecessary for me to get stressed with a car, especially if it's your own fault, first of all,
yeah.
And if you can't do anything about it, if mm-hmm. you're not an expert, right?
Yeah.
So I just think it's super necessary to get stressed over that. So I was mm-hmm. just like, let me just wait for the mechanic. It's gonna go away. It doesn't matter if I'm late, because even if I was late, it was all still chill. I still mm-hmm. spent time with my friends, and yeah. I even saw my family.
Nice.
So yeah, and then it was today. That's the next day was today, okay. Which is a Sunday. And I was just at 1C the whole day. And oh my God, my bones are tired. My soul is tired.
Yeah.
Every fiber of my being is sweaty. It is just, if you smell me now, oh, you're yeah. not.
Sweat and coffee, not gonna, baby.
It's not a cute smell.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but I'm happy. I'm actually not complaining. It's just that I was just like, I was so overwhelmed with the number of people who went there today. And alam mo yung feeling na parang feeling ko today was like 2 days in one. Ganun yung feeling ko na parang, mm-hmm. did we just go through that in the morning and it's just 11:45?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it. So I'm super thankful for everybody who, you know, passed by 1C and who liked their coffee and the whole experience. And yeah, I'm just super thankful for that. But yeah, that's it, Finn.
Hey, Finn. All right. What did I do, man? Oh, so let me just, so the bike ride I did with you. And then I'm trying to think like after that, what happened? Speaking of Capitolio, I ate at Cheech and Chang, bro.
Ooh, how was it?
It's good. The baos, man. The baos were the vibe. I tried the one that you recommended, the century egg one. Mm-hmm. It's good. It's like a egg salad, right? Egg salad.
It's like, yeah. It's egg like salad. An aioli. Or
yeah,
something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Really good.
Yeah.
I tried their noodles, which was the peanut based one, which was okay. Like I just, if I was gonna go back, or I will go back, but the baos, the slow roasted beef or whatever, ooh, was so good, man.
As in, like, I wasn't even complaining that even so until the next day, I can still smell the spices in my in so my throat.
Yeah, like, you know, Rika already described the place in our last few mixes, but it's a great, like, just a really relaxed and chill place. I think one of the owners was there with the rest of the other owners, I guess, and he was like really hands on. Really nice and just like, you know, very welcoming. Like, it's a cool, welcoming place. So highly recommend. It's in Capitolio. Just look it up. Cheech and Chang. What else, man? I'm trying to think if I did anything big. I watched a movie in the theaters with Paeng. We watched the second Poirot movie, The Death on the Nile. Have you seen Murder on the Orient Express, the newer version of that?
No, but okay. I was actually invited to that movie premiere. She said I couldn't go.
Yeah. Death on the Nile. So it's like, because the first one was Murder on the Orient Express, but it's based off of it's based off an Agatha Christie book, right? But they made like an old, there's movies like I think from the 80s or 70s when it came out. So they revamped it. So there's a modern version. Which was I think Murder on the Orient Express came out like in 2018 or 2019. Mm-hmm. And then Death on the Nile just came out this week. So I watched it. It was okay. It was enjoyable. Like it was good. I mean, I did not regret watching it. It's got a great cast. See, Kenneth Branagh plays Poirot. Gal Gadot is in it.
Mm-hmm.
The recently canceled Armie Hammer is in it.
Recently canceled.
The girl, you know, the whole movie. I spent thinking, I didn't know Margot Robbie was in this movie. It turns out it's not Margot Robbie. It's the chick from Sex Education. You ever watch Sex Education?
No.
Oh, the girl who plays Maeve. They look so similar, man. They look so the same. Like I was like, wait, what? That wasn't Margot Robbie. I watched it the whole way through. So yeah, good movie. I mean, enjoyable. So I watched it in theaters here at Galleria. We were supposed to watch it in Shang because I really don't like the theaters at Galleria. Because I think their bulbs are old. Like, I don't think they replaced their bulbs for the screen. Because I used to work in a movie theater, right? So I can kind of tell if, like, the bulb looks like it's not projecting, like, really nice picture quality. And I don't think they change it. I don't know why. But we had no choice because that was the only time we could watch. So we watched that. And then we ate here lang sa tapat lang ng gali. Have you been to the restaurant called U2 Restaurant? It's like a Korean restaurant, Rika G.
No.
No shit, dude. It's so good, man. It's so good. And the, well, because the chef there is like this Korean lady who I thought was the owner. And I asked her, are you the owner? And she said, no, she's the cook. Dude, I had this like egg mozzarella thingy and then this spicy beef shit. Dude, it's really good. It's like probably the best Korean. I mean, it's a small sample size, but if I want to go back there and just kind of see if it's more like if it's really authentic, because, dude, it was so good. It's called U2. The letter U.
Like the band?
Yeah, like the band. U2. It's a beautiful day. U2 restaurant in Ortigas. I don't know if they have, I doubt they have a social media page, but just look it up. It's right like across from Robinson's mm-hmm. Galleria on the, not the EDSA side, the other side, my side. So I did that. I went grocery shopping. Oh, you know what I discovered, you know, just randomly, that Tang, you know, Tang, right? The yung juice.
Yes.
I discovered that there's so many fucking flavors of Tang. I was so shook.
What did you think it was?
No, just I thought it was just orange and grape and like maybe like calamansi. But then I saw there was lychee, guayabano, pomelo. I counted 15 flavors.
No.
Yeah.
What else?
There's mixed berries.
Wait, can I guess?
Go ahead.
Bubble gum?
There's no bubble gum. It's okay, mostly fruit. It's all fruit. Yeah, I guess some fruit.
No, melon.
Melon, yes. Melon. I tried melon. It's actually really good.
There's lemon.
Calamansi. Calamansi, yeah. There's calamansi. But I don't think there was lemon. Straight up lemon. I'm not sure.
Straight up. I want to say watermelon.
Water. You know, surprisingly, no watermelon.
Mangoes.
Mango. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously. Yeah.
Orange. Wait, orange. There's grape. Strawberry.
Think of the berry. The berry family tree.
Oh my god. Berry family.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dude. How about the straw family tree?
Like the strawberry?
Yeah, there we go. Strawberry.
I said strawberry.
When did you say strawberry?
I just said strawberry. I did.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Think of the straw family.
There's mixed berries.
There's the bendy straw. There's the metal straw.
No, enough about pineapple. Actually, pineapple I was already familiar with, but
yeah.
I was just so shook, man. Like lychee was really the one that I was like, wow. So I bought 15 of them. And, you know, because you don't have to use the whole pack. So this is going to last me like months, literally months. So I was really happy about that. So yeah, I did some shopping, grocery shopping. Other than that. Oh, by the way, just a PSA out there to people. I'm looking for Axie Infinity Scholars.
Oh, really?
So just in case. Send me a DM on Instagram. It'd be better if you kind of knew how to play. Maybe you were a scholar and your manager scammed you or they kicked you out of the program.
Wait, do they need to have like experience?
No, I mean, they don't have to. But, you know, it's better if you kind of know the basics, and it's better if you're maybe a gamer. The price of SLT is really down, so it's kind of hard to find scholars anyway. So that's why I'm saying like I'm looking, because I don't know if it's worth your time. So, but if you want to try, let me know. Send me a DM, okay? And that's pretty much I'm done with my where you been. But I have one thing that I want to say, and I just want to say it's like a trigger warning for some people. So it's a suicide trigger warning, okay? So this was really a big thing that dropped on me earlier this week. So I have a friend, and we played Call of Duty every day. Last year, you know, we talked every day, and he was my best friend in high school.
Right.
Like, he was one of my best friends in high school. So earlier last week, I got a message from one of my other friends from high school who said, hey, you know, Sean took his own life. And I was so shocked, man. It was so hard to accept, because, you know, when I knew him in high school, he was always like happy and chill. Like there is nothing. He never was like ever like super sad or really emotionally, you know, he didn't really share his feelings in general. And, you know, the whole last year that we played, it was all fun. Like it was just like we were back in high school. We would laugh and talk. And it was such a surreal, you know, you ever watch those movies, or you ever feel like in your life, sometimes when you hear something, it's like an out of body experience.
Yeah.
Dude, for like maybe the first 2 days, I was like, I can't believe that that's actually real news. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he lived in Japan. So I wasn't there to kind of be there where what was happening. But none of my friends knew either. Like, they had no hint. It came as a shock to everyone. So I already talked about this on my own podcast. I don't want to, you know, go too deep into it, but I just want to implore anyone out there, because I think we have a platform here, Halal Show. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, a lot of people who listen. It's just, if first of all, if you are going through something, please reach out to, well, people that you trust. Try to share how you feel. But more importantly, if you can reach out to seek professional help, you can look up like the landline, the number lines on the internet. But I guess on the other side of things, if you're not going through something, but maybe you feel like someone is, try to reach out to them. But I guess the most important part is, because I didn't know Sean had anything going on in his head, you know? So to you, just, I guess, reach out to people, even if you don't think they're going through something, you know, people that you care about, your family, your friends, people that you love. Just, you know, once in a while, take time, because the pandemic, man, has been rough. I don't know the details of what happened with Sean. You know, no one will know. He didn't leave a will, according to my friend. But, you know, it that might have been a contributing factor. You know, so it's been a difficult time. So I just want to say rest in peace to my boy, Sean Durham. And reach out to your friends. Okay. But Finn, shall we wapow?
Wapow.
Wapow. Let's start with the commitment ceremony in QC. This one, actually, let me go into it's my first time to hear this term, although it's nothing new. I did a Google search, but what is a commitment ceremony? Have you heard of this, Rika G? Commitment ceremony?
I mean, I do hear the term. Okay. It's just that it's the first time that I've heard of like a group.
Okay. According to this website, brides.com. What can you find on brides.com? Okay, definition. a commitment ceremony is when two people commit their lives to one another. It is similar to a wedding and can include wedding traditions, but it does not result in a legally binding marriage. So that's the definition. Unfortunately, here in the Philippines, you know, same-sex marriage is still not legal. So I guess this is like maybe the closest thing LGBTQIA plus couples can have to marriage. So a total of 222 lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, and asexual couples exchange vows during a commitment ceremony held at the Quezon Memorial Circle. Senyun, have you been there?
Yeah, it's Quezon. The Quezon Memorial Circle, like the Rotonda.
Rotonda. Ah, yes, okay.
The big one in Commonwealth.
Oh,
yeah.
Where would they, like, I've driven past there. Is there something
there's a
like
park
a place
inside? There's like a whole, like before when we were kids, there were like bikes there that you can rent and like, you know, like food stalls and everything. And that's where Manuel Quezon is.
You know, I see. Okay. So yeah, that happened over the weekend on Saturday, February 12th. It's actually the second commitment ceremony for the members of the community since 2020. So I didn't know about the first one. So at least now we can talk about it. Mayor Joy Belmonte attended as the event's officiant and said that the ceremony goal is to further strengthen the love of the couples and that their rights are protected through the city's gender fair ordinance, which was something that was passed in 2014, just FYI, which aims to protect the members of the LGBTQIA plus against any forms of discrimination, such as verbal, nonverbal, refusal of services, etc. So that's really cool. Like that's a good thing. They should do more of that, right?
Yeah. I mean, congratulations to everyone who was part of the commitment ceremony. You guys deserve your love for each other. And yeah, that's something to celebrate, dude.
Yeah, it's a step closer to, you know, sana having marriage, you know, same-sex marriage be fully legal in the eyes of the law.
But it doesn't mean that your love is not real. Your love is real.
True.
And you guys should be happy about it. Congratulations.
Yeah. I wonder though if like I wonder what kind of do they have, because it says, you know, the definition says it doesn't result in a legally binding marriage, but it has like, is there like documentation? I wonder if anyone knows that. Like, I don't want to look it up.
When
right
you
now.
Have a commitment
ceremony. Yeah, when you have a commitment ceremony, is there some sort of documentation to show that you're committed to this one person? Does it give, like, is there like legal ramifications and whatnot?
I always thought that it was just, you know, to show your friends and family, you know, the people close to you, that you guys have this commitment with each other.
Okay.
And it's kind of like an unspoken thing or something like that. Yeah.
You can see the pictures, by the way. There's so many on the Quezon City government Facebook page. There's like 40 plus photos you can see of all the people there. And it, man, looks like a great place. Looks like a great, looked like dude, a fun time.
You know what? I miss going to that place. I mean, there was some sort of decline. There was some sort of decline when it comes to that park and, you know, that whole memorial park. But it used to be, you know, the poppin' place before, like, especially for families, because, you know, you guys can like exercise there and ride bikes and everything.
Yeah.
But I haven't been there in a while. I do know there's like a lot of like plant.
We should bike there.
Plant stuff there. Yeah, I know. We should bike there.
We should. We should. Let's plan it one day. Any more thoughts on this? Arika, G.
Congratulations, everybody.
Congrats. Wapow. All right. Let's move on to Vice Ganda in a kind of a similar, in a similar vein. Do you have this one up or do you want me to read this one, Rika G?
You know what? I Googled Vice Ganda and there are like no articles.
I have here ABS-CBN News.
Okay, go.
So Vice Ganda reveals Las Vegas. And then it says here, like, the, you know, the quotation mark or whatever, wedding with Ion Perez. I don't, is it Ion? We were discussing this before the podcast. Ion or Ion?
I feel like it's Ion.
Feel ko Ion eh. But anyway.
Pwede din. Feeling ko Ion din.
Ion Perez. So comedy superstar Vice Ganda, according to ABS-CBN News, revealed that he and his boyfriend Ion Perez had a wedding ceremony in Las Vegas in October of 2021. So last year, Vice made the revelation through a video posted on his YouTube channel, wherein he showed snippets of their trip to Las Vegas last year. So they've already actually were married in October, but only revealed the news this month.
You know what? Cool. I respect that. I respect that, you know, especially when you're newly married, you kind of want your own bubble together. You want to celebrate you and your husband and or wife, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Check out the video. Look at this video. Anyway, this took place also around the time when Vice had a show, I think a concert tour in the U.S. at the same time. The ceremony happened in the Little Vegas Chapel. And they exchanged vows in Filipino. After the vows, the couple showed off their rings and certificate of commitment, which they both signed. So I don't know, like it says here, certificate of commitment. Does that, is it the same thing? Like it doesn't really make it clear here in the article. So maybe because it says it has wedding in the quotation mark. Yeah. So maybe it's not, maybe it's the same thing as the one in QC, commitment ceremony.
You know, honestly, in my head, if people say that they're committed to each other, they're married. I mean, like, then they are. You know what I mean? They're united. They I are agree. Like one. Diva.
Alexa, stop.
Come on, Alexa. Rude. But alam mo, bitter lang ako kasi hindi ko pa nasa setup yung Alexa.
It has over almost, it actually has 300,000 views already upon uploading. So it's going to probably have like a million by tomorrow. I'm just skimming through clips right now and it looks like a sweet video, but I haven't watched the whole thing yet. So there we go. Check it out. It's on Vice Ganda's official YouTube channel. Any more thoughts on that? Rika GGG.
That's it.
Shall we wapow?
A lot of like love related stuff.
True. So fitting, right? So fitting. Maybe that's why he uploaded it. No?
Maybe.
Perfect for timing. All right. Wapow. Before we move on to the last TT, we got to do some
commercials
to pay the bills. Pay the bills. Since it is the love month, man, we love our donuts.
I know.
You like that segue?
And yes, we do. We do love our donuts. And of course, you know, when you love somebody, and especially let's say when you love yourself, you want to reward yourself sometimes. True, right?
A premium reward.
So why not reward yourself or your loved ones with Dewey's premium affordable delectables with all those sweet surprises inside? You know, it's perfect for the next snack break.
And you know, the flavors, we discussed it a little bit earlier, but the choco mallow flavor with marshmallow inside. And me, I keep saying this, the purple yam, dude, is what's really like for me. It's the one purple yam.
It's the flavor.
Yeah. With the coconut filling and flakes inside. You should just go get it and do it right now. You can do it from the comfort of your own home too.
That's true. You can get your own delectables now. Try Dewy Delectables, available in supermarkets, Lazada, and in Shopee.
Mm-hmm. So just click the link in the episode description so you can find out more about them. But yeah, go get it. Dewy Delectable Donuts. And that does it for...
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills. All right, wapow. Let's move on to the last thing. Something that trended online was the hashtag... Ako si Len Len. This was in response to a video that went viral on the Facebook pages of film director Daryl Yap and Senator Amy Marcos. In the video, Amy was actually in the video, and there was a clip there that showed Amy Marcos and two of her, I think, I don't know, like her aides or something, talking about a person named Len Len who had fainted after working for 18 hours daw. And the statement that Amy said in the video was, time management yan. That was her advice to Len Len. Ang pagtatrabaho ay parang pag-inom ng kape. Pag nagtimpla ka, dapat tansya mo. Kaya ko ba tong ubusin? Right, that was the statement made.
Ubusin.
And then at the end of the video, there was a text image that flashed, and the text caption was, "Anyone who claims to work 18 hours a day is either lying or stupid." Like that was what was written in the video.
That is so out of touch.
Yeah, man. So that was written in the video. What? And then in response to this, people who were, outraged by this started using the hashtag Ako si Len Len to kind of, show unity with whoever Len Len was in this video. But to show that, they have been through what Len Len had gone through, 18 hours, working. And I've read so many from my friends online, I don't follow or have a lot of friends in the medical field, though I know they were probably, I think, the majority of the hashtag. But I do follow and have befriended a lot of people in the editing and the video production side of things at TV studios and stuff. And I read all their stories, and they were saying like sometimes they wouldn't sleep. They would be like 24 hours sometimes. But yeah, I mean, what are your thoughts on this?
So out of touch
and
offensive also.
Healthcare workers, man. They
are there. Healthcare workers, and sometimes parang, obviously, check your privilege. Mm-hmm. And anybody who actually agrees with what Amy Marcos said, check your privilege. It's because, you're not in that situation. And how could you speak so rashly about it? Na parang ako, you think it's, their choice to work for 18 hours? Obviously, if you had a choice to work the minimum, amount of time that you can work, obviously, that's what you would choose. But because, people need the money, that's the only job that they can do.
Sometimes it's multiple jobs too. Jumping from one job to the next.
And diba parang, who are you to say how a person does their job?
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah. And I think it's important to note also that, it's like being overworked is also, it's not a good thing being overworked, but sometimes it's just inevitable, or sometimes you really have to do things to make ends meet. And a lot of these people, I'm sure, it's not by choice working 18 hours a day. Usually it's not because they don't have the privilege to be able to work less hours and have more pay, right? Sometimes they just got to do what they got to do. Have you ever worked an 18 hour day in your life?
You know what? I don't know. Maybe, and sometimes let's say for us, mm-hmm. let's say when we do have, a hosting, which is the main work, it's just 1 hour.
Yeah.
There are some jobs that require you to be there multiple hours before mm-hmm. the actual job.
Yeah.
And then you would have to do it. And then you would have to, egress. Yung ganon.
Yeah.
Diba? There's a bunch out there, mm-hmm. especially in the freelance community.
For real. Like, especially the ones I was reading their posts on were a lot of video editors, because video editing takes a lot of, you edit videos, right? The standard editing, they say, is for 1 minute of video is like an hour of work.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So there are videos that are 10, 15, 20 minutes long. If you're editing for a TV show, those are half an hour. Right. So that alone might take you 10 to 15 hours, 18 hours. It's you know, it's very, it's like you said, it's a very insensitive statement that they made. And that's why a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, like, and especially like there are jobs out there, like let's say that's like very physical, that like you actually have to be there. And like you said, like healthcare workers, they have to be in hospitals.
Yeah.
They're exposed. Mm-hmm. Firefighters. They have to go to the, where danger is.
Yeah.
Diba?
And sometimes they fight fires for like, you know, 18 hours fighting fire. Like in California, the firefighters never sleep, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've worked I don't know, because some people do this like for a long period. I've worked 18-hour days in the past, but not for like, you know, consecutive days. I've done it maybe once or twice in a week for maybe a couple months when I work. Did I tell you I worked three jobs one time?
Yeah.
In the States. But yeah, I mean, a lot of respect to the I really felt the stories from the people from the TV stations. Cause I used to work on a TV show called TFC Connect. And I remember the longest shoot we ever had, bro. I was already working radio din eh. So about 2 to 6 a.m. on noon. So my call time was 7 a.m. So I went there 7 a.m. and my shift or the shoot got done at 1 a.m. the next day. And then I had to go to work 2 a.m. So I didn't really sleep that whole day.
Yeah.
But I feel you, but dude. That's not really the point I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying to make here is that the crew on that shoot was with me the whole time. And they, because in between takes, after I'm done, I can sit and like close my eyes for a little bit. They have to set up the next scene.
Oh yeah.
So they were working much harder than me. And, you know, I just think that it's what a stupid, stupid video that was that they posted. Anyway, any more thoughts on this? You can just look up the hashtag #AkoSiLenLen if you want to see. You know, there's a lot of popular posts, but there's so many. It's probably can't count them anymore. Any more thoughts on #AkoSiLenLen?
Alam mo, I feel like it's a conversation that we need to have more. Diba? Kasi parang, especially like, I don't know, especially in our culture, na parang feeling ko when you're overworked, that's the only time you can say na, ah, nagtatrabaho talaga ako. Or magaling ka kasi sobrang tagal mo na nagtatrabaho. I mean, diba? Parang, that's just not how it is. Like, obviously. And like I said, sometimes you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
So, kailangan mo gawin niya, diba? Parang,
so anyone who's done it, 18 hours, you are not lying and you're not stupid. Okay.
Isa kang dakila. Dakila ang tawag sa'yo. Dapat kang tayuan ng rebulto.
All right. Well, pow, man.
Well, pow.
Is that it? Did you find a random Reddit or are we going to do that for next week?
Oh, yeah. I found a random Reddit.
Okay. Some random Reddit.
Yeah. I don't know if how you're going to answer it, but here is the question.
Okay.
What's a phone feature you never use? or like, let's say
let me
an
look
app.
At it. Reddit. What's a phone feature you never use?
Yeah.
Okay, let me look up the answers. But do you have one?
I remember there's like a shake to delete or something.
There's a shake to delete.
Parang ganon or parang shake. You have to shake your phone to do an action. Like, let's say, to take a screenshot. Ganon.
What? There was?
Yeah, yeah. May mga ganon eh. May mga ganon.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
What else are other people saying in the comment section?
You know what I never use in my phone? I don't know what it is. AR measure. What the fuck?
AR.
Oh, dude. This is, you know what?
Augmented reality?
Yeah. I've never used it. I've never opened that app until now.
I don't even have that. Oh, you have an Android phone? Is it standard with Android phones?
I don't know, probably, but yeah.
Wait, what's your phone? Anong
Huawei.
Ah, okay. I think Huawei has a bunch of like inbuilt apps that
dude.
Like it's just for Huawei phones. AR?
I've never used Playbooks. I'm sorry.
I remember whenever I get a phone, like the built-in, like the stuff that comes because I have an iPhone, right? Like anything that's in the Apple ecosystem, I really don't use it. I just don't use it, man. Like, I don't use any of the... I think I deleted all of them. I don't know what comes standard with the iPhone, but, like, I don't use the iTunes, iCloud, whatever. iReader. I don't know. I just don't, I don't know. I don't use those.
Anong nakita? Nasaan ka? 10 p.m.
Eyewitness.
Oh, somebody says NFC. I've seen that.
What's is NFC? Baka ano scanner.
Probably. NFC.
The barcode. I used to never, before the pandemic, I never used the barcode.
Reader. Oh, same.
Like
same.
Never.
But, I've never. Yeah.
But now it's probably my most used, my most used thing. But I didn't know for the longest time that you could scan QR codes through your phone. Like your, like, I'm sorry, you through your camera. Through your camera. Yeah. I thought you like had you to use an app. Right. I didn't know that. Oh, at least
weird.
For iPhone, you can use the camera. I don't know about Android, but. Yeah. What are the, what else have I not? I don't never, use face wow. unlock anymore because my face thing is broken.
Well,
but
that just makes sense.
Yeah. But I still prefer fingerprint over face ID. I'll stand by that. I said it like for the longest time.
Same.
When I switched to iPhone, I missed fingerprint.
Whatever. Did you have an Android phone before?
I did. I had a I had a Huawei as well.
Oh, okay.
I've been looking into the new Huawei, the P50.
Yeah, they do have
the,
a new
the cool flip one. That yeah. shit looks dope. I want to look into that. What else are there? Is there any more here? Yeah, I see the NFC.
You know, wondering. I never, you know what? Recently, maybe the past 2 years, I don't text anymore. Like messaging. Like
dude, I don't use text either. Messages.
No, it's yeah. always like Telegram or Viber or Messenger.
Messenger. Yeah. IG. I get it. Yeah. My last messages on my text app are, you know, hiring for whatever, and then they give you a link where they can scam yeah. you. Yep. Cash loan, 1.4% interest.
Oi, avail now.
Avail now, man.
Avail now.
Dami. I got so many. Like, do you get those? I get so many.
Yeah, I do.
Makakahanap ka na ng hanggang 2 million cash.
Mm-mm.
Punta na sa Bingo Plus.
Kikita ka ng pera, nakapikit ka na.
No shit. Let's do maybe a couple more. Anything more on these... Oh, does your phone have a split screen feature? I
do, but I don't know how to. Yeah. I don't know. I know that you can like half of your screen,
right.
you're in an app, and then the other half you would be in another app. Yeah, okay. I don't know. I remember the guy like doing it on my phone when I first got it, and then I just forgot about it completely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
That's it, you guys?
Yeah, I think that's it. That's it. So yeah, follow us online, the Halo Show, everywhere except for Instagram, where it's just Halo Show. We have a Facebook group, the Halo Show, Lecce Fam. Anything else you want to say, Rika G?
That's it, you guys.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's, and love the people that you love. Love yourself.
Tell them you love them, man.
Tell them you love them.
Yeah. And that's it. Shall we extra song?
Do 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 do